online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 11. Holidaymakers trying to travel by ferry to France are trapped in hours-long queues at Dover. Traffic's backed up because of enhanced travel checks brought in by EU border controls. Officials at Dover had been trying to register the passport details of everyone travelling through the port, but travel expert Simon Calder, who's there, says they've gone back to the old system of manually stamping passports, which means traffic is now flowing.
The French just said, OK, we will invoke our right to basically abandon the entry-exit system. A remarkable turnaround, but I'm afraid symptomatic of a system which simply isn't working.
Meanwhile, record-breaking temperatures could hit the UK today. Forecasters think we could see the hottest day in the month of May on record, as the mercury is expected to rise above 30 degrees. At least 90 people have died in what's being described as China's worst coal mining disaster in more than 16 years. An explosion ripped through the mine in the northern Shanxi province last night. The family of a woman who sued Andrew Mountbatten Windsor over sex assault claims have welcomed an expanded investigation into the former prince's activities. Detectives will consider allegations of sexual misconduct as part of their inquiry into Mr. Mountbatten Windsor, who's also denied any wrongdoing. Middlesbrough will be supported by 36,000 fans at this afternoon's Championship playoff final against Hull. They were only given a place in the match on Wednesday, but Southampton were thrown out for spying on the training sessions of rival teams. Podcaster Nathan Rayner says it's felt like a soap opera.
It's incredibly strange. It feels like that travelling down here yesterday was the first time where I thought, OK, we've actually got a game to play. It's not just like Coronation Street. It's been an incredible whirlwind couple of days. We're here now and we've got the biggest game of our season to play.
Premiership champions Celtic go for a record-extending 43rd Scottish Cup title this afternoon. They face Dunfermline in the final at Hampden Park. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barr.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Councillor Andrea Powell has been elected as chair of South Oxfordshire District Council. She has been a district councillor since 2019 and has served as a cabinet member and Green Group leader. Councillor Powell has selected two charities for the council to focus on. They are Style Acre, which supports people with learning disabilities and autism, and Cycling Without Age Oxfordshire, which offers free trishore rides to elderly, isolated and vulnerable adults in the county. A petition calling on Buckinghamshire Council to protect greenbelt and farmland has reached over 1,500 signatures. The petition also states that development should only proceed where infrastructure such as roads, schools and healthcare services can adequately support it. The e-petition was launched on the 7th of May and is scheduled to run until the 4th of June through Buckinghamshire Council's website, where residents can add their support online.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
A bright, sunny and hot afternoon in store. What a bank holiday it's shaping up to be. Just a light breeze today, a high pollen count and a maximum temperature of 26 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes. Red Kite Radio.
Free. Red Kite Radio.
All veils and misty, streets are blue. Almond looks that chill divine. Some silken moment goes on forever, and we're leaving broken hearts behind. You mystify me. I need perfection, some twisted selection that tangles me to keep me alive. In all that exists, when none has your beauty, I see your face, and I will survive.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. Here we go again. It is 10 minutes past 11 now here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, which means, of course, it is time for the second hour of today's Saturday morning show. It is still I, Peter Dawes. I've got for you more music, more chatter, more news of a local variety. We'll be going over the one European club final, the Europa League final, I should say, and then the two others, the Conference League and the Champions League. And then we'll be having a good look at Thomas Tuchel's 26-man squad, England squad, for the World Cup. So we'll go over all of that in due course. For the time being, here's Creedence Clearwater Revival with A Bad Moon Rising.
Bad moon on the rise.
107.2. It's Saturday morning on Red Kite Radio with Peter Dawes.
Farnham there with You're the Voice. Taking us all the way up to, it's just hit 11 minutes past, no, 18 minutes past 11, I should say. It's 11:18. That's the time. The time is that. Anyway, let's have a look at the European finals we've got to look forward to, the club finals. We had one on Wednesday, of course, as Aston Villa obliterated their opponents, Freiburg, SC Freiburg of Germany, 3-0. Aston Villa, very much deserved winners. Freiburg never really looked like threatening that lead. Two very good goals towards the end of the first half from Yuri Tielemans and Emiliano Buendia. Very good goals indeed, especially Buendia's, to give Villa a 2-0 lead at half-time. And then Morgan Rogers, 2 minutes shy of the hour mark, gave Aston Villa a third goal with a real poacher's finish at the near post there. Very good finish. 3-0, Aston Villa never really looked like losing that lead. Emiliano Martinez in the Aston Villa goal only really had to make one decent save from a header. And I think the striker was offside anyway, so pretty comfortable night for him overall. And for Aston Villa, 3-0 winners. They automatically qualify for the Champions League through that as well, even though they are in pole position to finish in the top four anyway. So big, big season there for Aston Villa. We have two other European finals to look at, both of which including an English team. On Wednesday, 27th of May, Wednesday, 27th of May, so this Wednesday, Crystal Palace are in the UEFA Conference League final against their Spanish opponents, Rayo Vallecano. Big game there for Crystal Palace, kicking off at 8 p.m. And then, of course, in a week's time, on Saturday, the 30th of May, it's the big one. It's the Champions League final. Paris Saint-Germain, they are against Arsenal, of course. That's kicking off at 5 p.m. Bit of an early kickoff there for the Champions League final, but I'm sure we can all manage it Saturday afternoon after all. So PSG versus Arsenal. Arsenal, of course, Premier League champions, looking to make it a Premier League and Champions League double. What a feat that would be. So that's what we got. Villa won the Europa League by beating Freiburg 3-0. Crystal Palace face Rayo Vallecano on Wednesday in the Conference League final, and Arsenal face PSG in the Champions League final on Saturday, the 30th of May. Right, we shall be getting our teeth stuck into Thomas Tuchel's England squad and dissecting that over the course of this hour. For the time being, though, we'll have an ad break. Afterwards, something new from Lewis Capaldi. It's Stay Love.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
Tune in to Red Kite Radio every Sunday night for the very best of the blues with me, Graham Andrews. From early Mississippi Delta to Chicago and country blues, right up to contemporary blues rock, you'll hear it all on the Breakaway Blues Show. Join me every Sunday evening at 10. It's the perfect way to round off your weekend.
For Tame, Haddenham and Eithrop.
Red Kite Radio.
Oh love, I'm a mess right now. Can you help me out? 'Cause it's all gone south. Oh love, make the hurt not hurt. 'Cause the pills don't work, they just make it worse. So when the rights are going wrong and I'm barely holding on, baby, hear when I say, oh, won't you stay, love? when everybody's leaving. Come on, stay low to get me through the evening. Oh, I pray, love, that you'll always be the one. And when the road gets rough, don't give up on us. And this could stay love. Oh, life can be cruel sometimes. It's the perfect crime with an alibi. And I try to make it on my own, but that's a fighter's fight. And I'm the loving type, oh. So when the rights are going wrong and I'm barely holding on, baby, hear when I sing. Oh, won't you stay low when everybody's leaving? Come on, stay low to get me through the evening. You know I pray, love, that you'll always be the one. And when the road gets rough, don't give up on us. And this could stay love, stay love. Oh, everybody's leaving, yeah, I'll stay low to get you through the evening. Oh, I pray, love, that you'll always be the one. And when the road gets rough, I won't give up on us. So won't you stay, love, when everybody's leaving? Come on, stay low to get me.
Saturday morning with Peter Dawes on Red Kite Radio.
Pretty women out walking with gorillas down my street. I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there,
where?
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take tonight? Is she really going out with him? Because if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Now if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man. Listen, you take
around the sea.
Jackson there. Is she really going out with him? I believe she is. Takes us to 11:29, where I can now read out for you the big news from yesterday, in case you missed it. Thomas Tuchel's 26-man squad, England squad, for the 2026 World Cup. So here we go. An interesting pick, I should say. Now that I've had a bit of time to dissect it, I agree with most of it. Some of it I raise my eyebrows at. But anyway, let's see what you think. Start with the goalkeepers. Three goalkeepers here. I don't think anybody is questioning these. Jordan Pickford, Dean Henderson, and James Trafford. Pretty solid choice of goalkeepers there. I don't think anyone said anything about them because it's fine. Not controversial at all. Into the defenders. You've got Reece James, Tino Livramento, Nico O'Reilly, Jed Spence, Ezri Konsa, Mark Gahey, John Stones, Jarrell Kwanzaa, and Dan Byrne. Interesting picks there. Jed Spence, I cock my head at. That's an interesting one. John Stones, good, but he's been injured all season. I don't think he's played 90 minutes at all this season, a full 90. Jarrell Kwanzaa, haven't really seen much of him in Bayer Leverkusen since he went there from Liverpool, so I can't really comment on there. Dan Byrne's been all right for Newcastle. So they're interesting. I mean, Reece James, fine. Nico O'Reilly, yep, fine. Konsa, Gahey, fine. Tino Livramento, yeah, fairly solid. That's all fine. Midfielders, Declan Rice, Elliot Anderson, Jordan Henderson, Kobbie Mainoo, Jude Bellingham, Morgan Rodgers, Eberechi Eze. Again, most of that, fine. You know, Declan Rice, Elliot Anderson, yep, Mainoo, yes. Morgan Rodgers, I'm glad to see in there, and Eze's been a pretty potent attacking threat for an Arsenal team that just won the league, so fair enough there. Jude Bellingham's been a little under par in Madrid, having a great season, and Jordan Henderson, I'm surprised to see. Well, I shouldn't be that surprised, should I? He's missed England. He's always there. Anyway, attackers, this is where it gets interesting. For the most part, fine. Bukayo Saka, Marcus Rashford, who's had a bit of a resurgence in Barcelona, Anthony Gordon, who's been all right for Newcastle this season, Harry Kane, of course, and Ollie Watkins. Two interesting choices here. Noni Madueke, I mean, he's fine. But I just think maybe there's someone else you could maybe have taken. Oh, I don't know. But anyway, Noni Madueke and Ivan Toney. Ivan Toney. Surprise addition there. So that is the England squad that's going to the World Cup. Barring any injuries, those will be the 26 chaps that go off to the States / Mexico / Canada this summer. Interesting there. I'll give some more opinions on that in just a bit. And in fact, we'll have a look at some of the names that didn't make it. That's quite the list. So we'll get to that in just a bit. For the time being, though, back to the music with a woman who is famously hard to impress. It is, of course, Shania Twain.
You thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular, original, know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night.
Okay. So you're Brad Pitt.
That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but haven't got the touch. Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, nah, don't.
Radio. Real local radio.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. You speak a different language and it's never
something else again.
Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never
something else again.
No, oh, oh. It's another night up with a boss. Following footsteps overgrown by moss. And he tells me good women grow on trees. And if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds. And they love to buy you all a drink. And if we ask all the questions, will you take all your clothes up and back to the kitchen sink? What a good place to be. Don't believe it. You speak a different language and it's never
something to me.
Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never
something to me.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe it. Oh no. Cause it's never
something
really
happened to me.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
House Martins there, of course, with Happy Hour. Taking us to 11:38, 22 minutes to 12. Now, we've looked at the England squad there as to who is in it, but we've got a little starting 11 here of players that didn't get on the plane. And it makes for some interesting reading. In goal, Nick Pope, of
course, not in the squad. Good goalkeeper there. Fairly solid for Newcastle. Not on the plane. You could make a back line of Lewis Hall at left back. And then again, another solid Newcastle player. Levi Colwill of Chelsea. Harry Maguire, of course, not on the plane. And at right back, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Terence Trent D'Arby himself. Those, you have goalkeeper and back line, not on the plane. You could make a midfield of Adam Wharton, Cole Palmer, and Morgan Gibbs-White. Not on the plane. That is an omission that I do feel is harsh. I was really keen to see Morgan Gibbs-White on the squad. Of course, didn't make it. I'd have liked to have seen him and at least Morgan Rogers is going. But I would have liked to have seen Gibbs-White as well. Anyway, so you can make a midfield of those three. You can also make a front line of Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Jared Bowen, and Phil Foden. Phil Foden, of course, omitted from the squad. You've also got Harvey Barnes, who is a bit, you know, on the fringes, and Luke Shaw as well. That is a strange one. Luke Shaw's been doing very well for Manchester United. I'd have thought he'd have been in, but nope, he has been omitted as well. So that's the starting 11 of players that aren't in the squad. Some big names are Harry Maguire. I thought he would have been a shoo-in. He's a bit of a mainstay in the England back line. I would have thought everyone would have thought he'd be in their old slabhead, but nope, he is omitted. Interesting choice there. Let's see if it all pays off. I'd have taken Adam Wharton as well over Jordan Henderson, to be honest. I'd have taken Morgan Gibbs-White probably over Jude Bellingham, to be honest. Some of you will you know, say sacrilege, but I think Morgan Gibbs-White deserves it over Jude Bellingham, I would say, to be honest. But maybe that's just a controversial take. Maybe you'd have taken Dominic Calvert-Lewin instead of Ivan Toney. Maybe. But that's about it for the attackers. I mean, Nonny Madueke, do you know what? He's fine. He'll be fine. Defenders, I mean, I'd have taken Maguire, I think, possibly over John Stones, simply because he's been injured a lot of the season. Lewis Hall would have been a good shot. I'd have taken Lewis Hall over Jed Spence, to be honest. I think he'd have done a better job there instead of Jed. But hey, you know what? You know what, Jed Spence? Prove me wrong this summer. Happy to be proven wrong. Interesting names I would have taken there. To be honest, Trent, I think it's been a bit underwhelming at Madrid. Phil Foden, barely seen any of him this year. He's been a bit under par. Jared Bowen could have been in as well. He's done well for West Ham, even if he still might get relegated. But he himself is a good player. And I'd have taken Cole Palmer for the ability that he gives you, really. I mean, he is a very good player. But would you get rid of Eze? Would I? Probably not, to be honest. The tricky one, that. Anyway, that's the players aren't in the squad, and some big names omitted there. Right, let's have an ad break. Afterwards, Maroon 5 with This Love.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything, from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
For Tame, Haddenham and Aston Sanford.
Red Kite Radio.
Fire burning in her eyes, the chaos that controlled my mind.
best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied.
Classic hits, recent releases. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Last night I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Joni Mitchell there with Big Yellow Taxi, taking us to 11.48. She's about to hit 11.49. Now, it's been football, football, football this hour. So we'll step away from that just for, you know, just for the end. There's an acoustic night at the Three Horseshoes in Towersey, and it's on Saturday, the 30th of May, 7 to 11pm. You'll hear performances by Jack Cozera, Panda Sings, Rebecca De Mesquita, The Bike Shop Band, Sepia Tone Collective, and Andy Hoger. It's all at the Three Horseshoes in Towersey on Saturday, the 30th of May, 7 till 11, a good 4 hours in your evening. So that is in a week, a week's time, a week today. That's the Acoustic Night, Three Horseshoes in Towers, a 30th of May, 7 till 11. Right. Well, you've got that to look forward to, but you also have REM telling you right now that it's the end of the world as we know it.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up a knock, speak, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down high. Fire in a fire representing 7 games in a government for hire in a combat site. Left to west are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters baffle Trump, tether crop. Look at that, no plane, fine, dead. Uh-oh, overflow, population common poop, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right, right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, fright, fight, feeling, pretty sight.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
Caught in four towers, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting. Every motive escalate, automotive centering. Light a candle, light a motor, step down, step down. Watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh. This means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Turn them in, a turn them in, a turn them in of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Drifted by mountains, sit in a line. Leonard Bernstein, Leonette, Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks. Birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom. You symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but that, right?
Red Kite Radio.
We'll be right back.
Black Sabbath there with Paranoid, taking us to 4 minutes to 12. And with that, it is the end of today's Saturday morning show. That is it from me, at least for this week. I shall return in a week's time, of course, with more stuff for you. Tune in next Saturday, same time, same place, 10 a.m. here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, and you shall hear from me then. But until then, this has been Peter Dawes. Take care, farewell, and ta-ta.
107.2 Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.